I would love to hear the story of how you met.
So there is a class at Stanford in the engineering department called the Lean Launchpad. And I knew I wanted to apply. I wanted to explore the idea of VR for diversity, equity, inclusion, and justice training, and started going to all the info sessions. And Heather and I met through one of those info sessions.
So what was that shared background that made this work that you wanted to continue after your graduate studies?
Yeah, for me, I think a lot of the work and what brings me to Praxis is from my family and kind of like how I was raised. Both my parents immigrated from China, and so just growing up understood the importance of working across and celebrating cultural differences.
And similarly, I think, which is why we bonded, I'm brought to what we're doing at Praxis through my family's lived experiences. My mom was one of the first Black students to integrate a white high school on Chicago's East Side. My dad went to one of the best Black high schools in the city, but used a family friend's address to enroll. And so this idea that systems and structures aren't set up to support all of us equitably, to ensure that we all have access and opportunity, is something that was instilled in me at an early age. And it's kind of what I've tried to work on, both personally and professionally.
In developing the Praxis platform, it seems that your work was informed by research on DEI and what's effective. Could you describe how that is implemented in the technology platform you've developed?
For us, it was so important to be evidence-based, that we didn't want to just create something that would check the box and folks would use and find value, you know, enjoy, but not actually change outcomes. And that started with the technology that we're using. Why VR? Why immersive experiences? It's because of so much of the work coming out of the Stanford's Virtual Human Interaction Lab with Jeremy Balance and Dr. Courtney Cogburn, folks who are doing deep research around how do we respond physiologically in immersive experiences? We're showing that, you know, you're storing memories more similarly to as if they're your own.
Heather, could you describe what the user does when they are working on a module with Praxis Labs?
Yeah, so at Praxis Lab, we've created a really intentional learning journey. It's either 6 months or 12 months where you go through a module a month. Within each module, we set the baseline, ask some context-setting questions before going into a VR experience even. Within the experience, learners get to make decisions, speak out loud, actually practice how they might respond to an incident of bias, either as someone experiencing that incident or as a bystander, someone complicit in that incident. So really learning about what are the different levers you can pull at your disposal when you're in an incident of bias like that. From that experience, we transitioned back to the platform, guiding learners through a really intentional reflection, asking, have you seen this in your own workplace? If so, what did you do? And what did you learn from this experience? We serve up context and definitions, kind of teaching folks how this shows up in their own workplaces, in their everyday lives, before ending on asking learners to commit to a strategy or a practice that will improve equity and inclusion within their own workplace.
Could you talk about some of the impacts that this is having with learners in organizations where Praxis is being implemented?
We get a lot of feedback around how learners are growing on the competencies of building empathy, identifying barriers to equity, and taking informed action. But I think some of the most powerful feedback has been when you're in a discussion session with learners after they've gone through a module, they're with their teammates. And, you know, I was in a discussion session the other day where a learner said, I got out of the module. And I realized I have done these things. And I called a friend and I told her I was sorry that this is something I had done to her. And this is even like taking it and applying it even beyond the workplace, I think is pretty powerful.
We've been fortunate to be able to offer Praxis Labs and other DEI training to our limited partners and to our entrepreneurs. And we have heard many things about how it's changing the way that they do business. So I think you're making a change, not just within the companies that you're supporting directly as customers, but within industries as a whole.
That is the hope and the goal, 100%.
Over the last years, Black Lives Matter and the disparate impact of COVID in communities of color have really drawn a lot of attention to issues of diversity, equity, and inclusion. How has that impacted Praxis' ability to grow?
what we've seen and what we've experienced as a nation, as a society, it is heavy and hard. And I think we've seen an incredible kind of spirit of how do we move forward? Now what? Clients are looking for something that helps people understand the experiences of others, get proximate to those who, you know, in their daily lives outside of work, they may not interact with. And so in many ways, what we're doing at Praxis has presented opportunities for partners to live out their values and to commit to this work in a sustained and engaged and efficacious way.
The pandemic has also been a very difficult time for Asian communities in the United States. How has that impacted you, Heather, as a founder, and impacted the work that you're doing with Praxis Labs?
I think the pandemic and just the xenophobia against Asian Americans has just been highlighted in the past year. It's nothing new in many ways that all the structural and systemic problems have existed for a while. I think what it has highlighted in many ways is the many different experiences of Asians within America. And the importance of including that within our narrative at Praxis Labs and the learning experiences at Praxis Labs.
I really admire both of you and the journey that you're taking as entrepreneurs. And I think you've probably read recently that women of color receive, people of color, not even women of color, receive only about 2.6% of all of the venture capital in the country. And I'm wondering how you see your journey as entrepreneurs in a place where there aren't many people like either of you?
I mean, I think it's hard. I think in many ways, I feel a lot of imposter syndrome being like occupying the space that I don't see many others occupying. Like, what does it mean to navigate my entrepreneurship journey as, you know, a Chinese American woman? What does it mean for at least to like, both of our journeys are different, right?
I would agree. So it's, when I think back to the folks who were mentors or who I looked up to in workplaces that I've been in, they were all women of color. I was lucky to have to see someone and get to interact with them and really feel like maybe there was a place for me. If, you know, even if there was just one person I was looking up to, I knew that, you know, if they got there, I could do it too.
How would you, as founders of a startup, advise other founders about DEI and what role it can play even in the earliest days of a startup?
I would say start early, like just embed it in who you are. I think it not only allows you to have the most diverse perspectives, like the most creativity, the most innovation, all the things you learn about in research, but we get to see lived out in daily life where folks are calling on their experiences from community college and someone from a different country, and that combination of folks in the room solving problems together does make us more innovative. That might require you to recognize that there are some ways in which you might be perpetuating some of these systems of oppression and inequity and having to do some more internal work with yourself. But I think that only builds trust, it only builds growth, and it only helps your product or service.